Remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A SpaceX rocket carrying two Americans has docked with the International Space Station, the first commercial launch to take U.S. astronauts into space. It's also the first time in almost a decade a U.S. rocket has lifted off carrying American astronauts to the International Space Station. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, with the Dragon capsule aboard, launched into orbit from Kennedy Space Center Saturday. This morning, Americans are still processing what happened following protests over the death of George Floyd. Floyd, an African-American, died Monday while in the custody of white Minneapolis police officers. Nationwide, police have arrested people in almost two dozen U.S. cities, according to the Associated Press. The National Guard was called up in about a dozen states and the District of Columbia. They deployed outside the White House. You can hear law enforcement firing pepper spray as crowds taunted officers. In New York City, dangerous confrontations flared repeatedly as officers made arrests and cleared streets. In Philadelphia, at least 13 officers were injured when peaceful protests turned violent and at least four police vehicles were set on fire. In Los Angeles, the governor declared a state of emergency and ordered the National Guard to back up the city's police officers. The police chief said they helped control the situation.
We go to locations, we secure it, we even make arrests, and then only to have to come back to the location because others come in behind us. So this is going to allow us to hold ground at hundreds of locations and without taxing our police resources, which will allow us to go out and ensure the safety of communities.
From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. The protests have sent shudders through the health community and elevated fears the huge crowds will lead to a new